All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome. Welcome to Transatlantic Express for Friday, October the 11th. My name is DJ Ian. I am here for the next 2 hours here on the House of Prog, also on CJSF 90.1, locally here in the Vancouver area. Today's shows, we are featuring Sinead O'Connor's Universal Mother from 1994, Canadian band Red Rider in their album As Far As I Am, from also from that period, 81, and then wrapping it up with a bit of classic Yes from Drama. An album I've never listened to. That is from 1980. Stick with us. We got lots of good tunes. Big hello to DJ Billy down in Portland. He's listening. And if you're listening, come and check me out on Facebook. I am I Gregson on Facebook. Have a chat. You can say hello. Who is that guitar player? It's a lovely sunny day here in Vancouver. It's our Thanksgiving weekend. Also got an election next week that I have to work on. I should do a bit of training for. We'll talk about that later. Let's get on with some more Sinead O'Connor, Universal Mother, and a track called Thank You for Hearing Me.
Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for hearing me. For love.
I do think that women could make politics irrelevant by a kind of spontaneous cooperative action, the like of which we have never seen, which is so far from people's ideas of state structure and viable social structure that seems to them like total anarchy. And what it really is very subtle forms of interrelation which do not follow a sort of hierarchical pattern, which is fundamentally patriarchal. The opposite to patriarchy is not matriarchy, but fraternity. And I think it's women who are going to have to break the spiral.
That only yesterday he loved.
the day the doctor told her it's a boy. Now she cries tears of helplessness and thinks of all the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no.
Much more to do.
Classic, classic Sinead O'Connor. From her album Universal Mother, that came out in 1994. And the track you just heard was John, I Love You. And I'm going to, you know, every Sinead song is about something. She never just made up lyrics, as far as I can tell, about random things. It's always a purpose in her words. So what does the internet say about this album? It had three hit singles. Thank You for Hearing Me, which we heard, Fire on Babylon, which we heard, and Famine is coming up in a bit. The album was her first attempt to try and expose what was really underneath a lot of the anger on the other records, so she says, adding that George Michael told her that he loved the album but could only listen to it once because it was so painful he had to hide it. And so it was definitely, critics gave it some pretty good reviews. Hot Press said it was definitely the record of an artist determined to restart with a totally new set of basic principles. And Melody Maker said it's the best album to date, is her best album to date, and one of the best albums of the year. For Rolling Stone said characterized it as making therapy for the tender-hearted and protective. And there's definitely that. And I was just telling DJ Billy that it's Sinead O'Connor is definitely my favorite female singer. And I like a lot of female singers, solo performers, that is. Yeah, she's, if you have to go on YouTube and look at her documentary, it's about 2 hours long. And it explains a lot of what these songs are about. And we all remember the Pope photograph incident on Saturday Night Live. You know, all these things, the reception at Madison Square Gardens, Kris Kristofferson, who just passed away, coming out to give her encouragement. What many people don't realize is that the picture of the Pope wasn't just a picture of the Pope. And I didn't know this until I watched the documentary. Is that it was a picture of the Pope from her mother's bedroom. And so it had quite a bit of personal and, you know, public meaning when she ripped that picture up. So, but it definitely go on YouTube and look at the Sinead. It's a fascinating story. An amazing performer. That started out right from the get-go saying, no, I don't want to do that. She didn't want to be a Pat Benatar or even a Debbie Harry. She wanted to be her own self. And there's no question, she encapsulated Ireland, the Catholics, her life, her mother, her family, and you know, it's just an amazing performer. And not all performers are willing to go to that depth to dig into that personal stuff that she did. And she was very good at it. And she tapped into it very early on in her career. This album is all about that. So we heard John, I Love You, Tiny Grief Song, Scorn Not His Simplicity, Jermaine, Thank You for Hearing Me, which was a single, and setting the set off, the classic Fire on Babylon.